We're continuing the story of Midrash Maaseh Yehudit, Ukechalotah Leitpalel. We're on page 72. As she concluded her prayer, Karva l'amud hashav rosh mitato. She approached the pole that was at the head of his bed. V'shalfa charbo shel elifone atzmo. She drew Eliphorni's own sword, asher haya talui ba'amud, that was hanging there on that pole. U'v'shalfa et acherev tafsa oto b'sarei rosho. And as she drew the sword, she took hold of Eliphorni's hair. Vatomer, and she said, Choskeni na Elokim. Hashem, strengthen me. Viktapa maim al tzavro v'chatchat rosho. And she hit his throat twice and cut off his head. Vatishach tamata v'tikach tkne milchamto ashayut leim ba'amudim. Viktat kol gufo mikaf regil v'adroshen bo metom petzav chavro makatria. She took his weapons and she bruised his whole body from head to toe. Every part of it was bruised. And then she told her maid, you take that head and you put it in our bag. And now the two left the camp the way they would for 3 nights. Every night they went out to pray. Now they passed all the camps and no one said a word because that's what the king had ordered, that she's allowed to leave every night to pray. They went around the valley and came to the gates of the city. Yehudit said to the gatekeepers from afar, she said as her voice was filled with joy and happiness, "Pitchu she'arim, open the gates. Ki imanu kel, Hashem is with us, asher asa yeshua gdola hazot b'Yisrael. God made this great salvation for Israel today. When the people heard her voice, they called the priests. They all gathered, young and old. They approached her with happiness and song and praise and thanks to Hashem. They lit candles throughout the markets of Jerusalem, in their courtyards, in their castles. They all wore clothes of rejoicing. They all wore precious clothing, honor and glory. They brought her into the city with great rejoicing. They thought they'd never see her again. And everyone came around her. So Yehudit went on a platform and she told everyone to be quiet. So everyone went silent. They didn't say a word. So Yehudit called out with power and said, Halleli Yerushalayim et Hashem. Halleli Elohayich Tzion. Praise Hashem, Jerusalem. Praise your God, Zion. Ki chizak b'rechei sha'arayich, for he has strengthened the bolts of your doors. Uvirech banayich b'kirbeich, he's blessed your children within you. Hallelu Hashem Elokeinu. Praise Hashem, our God. Hallelu b'gvurutav hallelu k'rov gudlo. Praised his might, praised his greatness. Asher lo azav chasdo, mishpachto, mishifchato. His kindness, he did not take back, he did not rescind from his maid, myself. Hashem sold our enemy and the one who shamed us. Hashem sold him in the hands of a woman tonight. And she took out of her bag, she took out the head of the chief of the enemies, Eliphorni the wicked. Now, my brothers, I swear by Hashem, an angel protected me when I left here. As I was there and as I returned, I was not defiled. Hashem, your God, brought me to you with happiness, with salvation. Hashem even allowed me to escape with your salvation. Give praise to Hashem for his kindnesses forever. And the Jews bowed to Hashem all the way to the ground. They said to her, Baruch Hashem asher bidoy shpilu venu amcharef v'amgadef ma'achot Elokim. Blessed is Hashem. With his hand he put down our enemy who blasphemed and cursed Hashem's camps. Kol goyim sevavunu b'shem Hashem ke'amilam. Nations surround us, but when we call out in Hashem's name, we cut them down. Dachod echitanu linpol v'Hashem azaranu. We've been pushed to the breaking point, but Hashem's helped us. For Hashem doesn't scoff at the suffering of the poor. Hashem hasn't hidden his face from us. And when we call out to Hashem, he's heard us. And Uzziah who was the Jewish governor, he said to her, Bruchat lekel elyon mikol anashim bo'al tivorach. You should be blessed, Hashem, who is above all, from all the women of the tent. Baruch Hashem shabrat Hashem v'tarts v'asher utzlech et darkech l'avir rosh amel choyvenu tzorer ha-yehudim. Blessed is Hashem who created the heavens and earth and who gave you success to bring the head of the king of our enemies. Hashem made you so famous. People will never stop praising you. People will forever remember Hashem's kindness. You weren't concerned for yourself when your people had a time of danger and affliction. And the nation all answered, Amen. Now they summoned that king. You remember that king? Our story began with that king who was in shackles. So they brought that king who was in Uzziah's house, Asher Dibur Tov al Yisrael, the king who spoke positively about the Jews. V'tomer lo Yehudit, Yehudit tzetem, Hashem Elokei Yisrael, Asher Hodat et Shemo ve'et Gvurot Tov, Amarta ki Yikom Nikmatenu Me'oyveinu, Hashem, the God of Israel, that you tried to make him famous, his might, and you said that he would take our revenge from our enemy. Nehu Yitbarach Shiber Rosh Kol Harashim Balayla Hazeh Biyadi. He broke the head of the wicked tonight in my hands. Uleman tidaki chenu, hinei ze rosh Elifoni asher bizdono v'azut libo maset Elokei Yisrael. Here's the head of Elifoni, who in his brazenness, he scoffed at the God of Israel. V'yistom otcha lo'ogecha, he hated you, he said he'd kill you. Lemok asher nikaim Yisrael tipo benhem chabbi yavor bach. He told you, I'll clean you with the Jews, and my sword will pass through you. When he saw the head of Elifoni, he fell on his face and said, "Can you do kol ivecha Hashem? So to all your enemies, Hashem should be lost." He bowed before Yudit and said to her, "Bruchat melokaych bechol eloi ohalei Yaakov. You should be blessed from your God throughout the tents of Jacob. Ki chol goyam ve'am asher yishmat shimech yalelu lach vivachut shem Hashem elokei Yisrael. Any nation that hears of you will praise and bless Hashem, the God of Israel." V'tomer Yehudit et kol ha'am. Now Yehudit said to the people, "Shimun ali achai v'ami. Listen to me, my brothers and my people. V'talu to rosh hazeh al rosh chomotenu. Hang this head on the top of our choma fortification. V'aya kasher yizach ha'shemesh. And as the sun shines, ulkachtem kol echad mikem et klei zeino. Every one of you should take your weapon. V'tetzu b'tuat milchama. Blow the trumpets of war. V'al terdu lemata. Eves ki tekatem v'tariu. Don't go down unless you've blown your trumpet. V'chasher yishmu et kol tuat milchama. Yelchu tzarech elam lo'orol milchama. When they hear the trumpets of war, they will go to their general to arise him for war. U'bevosrim bo'al elifoni yimtzu otom t'golel b'damo. When they enter his camp, they will find him wallowing in his blood. Then they'll all be scared. And when you see them on the run, then chase them with strength. Hashem will allow you to conquer them. They'll be under your feet. So the Jews did that. When the day started shining, they hung his head on the top of the walls, the fortification. Every man took his weapons. They blew a great trumpet blow. So they came to Elifoni's tent, and they made a loud noise to wake him up. So the officer said, "We can't wait for him to wake up." They told the eunuchs, "Go wake him up." The mice have come out of their holes. That's how they called the Jews. And they're seducing us to war. Then the eunuch who was responsible for the women went into the tent. He stood by the bed, by the curtains around the bed, and he started clapping his hands. Maybe the king has to wake up. He thought, maybe he's still sleeping with Yehudit. It's not nice. He should open the curtains. When he saw nothing doing, so he came to the bed and removed the curtains. He saw Elifoni's body on the ground, covered with blood, and his head is gone. והייתה קצחה גדולה בבכי. So he called out and cried. והיקרת בגדה והיבוא בו על יהודית ולא מצאה. He came to Yehudit's tent. He couldn't find her there. והיצא החוצה לעם ויאמר עליהם אישה אחת עברייה עשתה הרעה הגדולה הזאת. He told them, a Hebrew woman did all this to us. והנה אדוננו המלך מת ומושך על הארץ ומתגולל בדמו ובראשו איננו. The king is wallowing in his blood and his head is gone. וכאשר שמעו כן שרי החיל קרעו כולם בגדיהם. So when all the generals heard this, they tore their clothing. ונפלה עליהם אימה חשכה גדולה. They got very scared. It turned dark on them. מתית צעקה גדולה ומרה במחנותיהם. Word spread through the camp. People started crying. וכאשר שמעו כל החיל כי נהרג גיבורם. And when the army heard that their great leader was killed, יצא מהם כל עצה. They said, "Who's? What are we supposed to do now? Who's going to lead us to war?" They all got scared. They said, "We can't fight a war without a leader. We don't know who's which battalion's supposed to go where, when, how." They got very scared. And even though there were really mice chasing them, but they ran. And even though they were armored, they ran, and they left their wealth behind. They ran through vineyards and through mountains. So the Jews saw them retreating. That's when the Jews attacked. And they made sure to make a lot of noise as they were running, blowing their shofar, blowing their trumpets. And whoever they found, they killed. So the army gave chase. The nation went to loot. There was no count to the amount of loot they captured. With different types of cattle and horses and chariots and all the different stuff they had in their tents. And everyone became wealthy from this. 30 days and they didn't finish looting. All that wealth they gave to Yehudit. They took all the wealth of the Eliphorni, of the king, the gold, the silver, the gems, they gave it to her. And then they went to that non-Jewish king who spoke positively about the Jews. He stopped serving his pagan gods. Ve'emin ba'Hashem, he converted to Judaism. Ve'emol b'sa'olato, he circumcised. Ve'evo lachzot at kanfei ha'shechina. Huv'chol yidei b'teo ad ha'yom hazeh. And they became part of the Jewish people till today. Ve'chol adat Yisrael sasim usmichim im Yehudit. The people of Israel rejoiced with Yehudit. Ve'titzena kol anashim achaya b'tupim u'b'imcholot ha'yom omrot. The women followed her. They played the tambourine. They made lines and they made... People danced around there and they said, "Odu l'Hashem kitov k'lolam chasto et Yehudit em b'yisat Yehudit em b'Yisrael." Praise Hashem, He is so good. His kindness is eternal. You Yehudit are a mother of Israel. At tilat Yerushalayim, you are the glory of Jerusalem. At simchat Yisrael, you are the happiness of Israel. At kivod aminu, you are the honor of our nation. Ki asit b'koach chazak v'ametz libech, you did with great might and bravery. V'yad Hashem. God's hand strengthened you. You will be blessed forever. Amen, amen. The nation all answered amen and amen. Elders and youngsters all celebrated. Yehudit sang the following song in honor of Hashem. Hallelujah Hashem betof. Praise Hashem with the tambourine. Shiru Hashem b'machol. Sing in honor of Hashem as you dance in circles. Shiru Hashem shir chadosh. Hodu v'kiru v'shmo. Give a new song in honor of Hashem. Give praise and call out in His name. Hashem ish milchama Hashem shemo. Hashem controls wars. It is Hashem is His name. Hashem elokim gadol atav anora b'koach v'en domelecha. You are mighty. You are awesome. None are like you. Kol abriyot yavducha v'yoducha Hashem kol ma'asecha. All your creations should serve you and thank you. Ki amarta v'tihi v'shalachta et ruchacha v'nivrau. You said and they came to existence. You gave your spirit. They were created. Harim v'yisodot. Yirashu, the mountains and all the elements, they tremble. They melt like wax before your might. Hashem, your right hand is so powerful, it's awesome. It shatters the enemy. Who is like you among the forceful Hashem? Who is like you, awesome in holiness? All praise. you're deserved of awesome praise. You do wondrous things. After this great salvation, when the Jewish people were able to purify themselves, all of them offered sacrifices. Yehudi took all the loot that she was given, she designated it to the temple. They celebrated for 3 months with Yehudi. For the rest of Yehudi's life, no one came to harm the Jewish people. According to this Medrash, Yehudit's life, for the rest of her life, there was no more war with the Greeks or any enemy. After she passed away, there were many years of tranquility after her passing. And the Jewish people had light wherever they lived from then for a period, right? We know it didn't exactly end that way, but they all had light. And that's the end of the story of Yehudit.